the governor is recommending what essentially amounts to level funding for DCYF. When you look at the governor's proposal now, do you think that this budget is adequate?
No, we do not think the budget that has been proposed for 2019 is adequate. We don't believe the current budget is adequate, which is why the state is going to overspend its DCYF budget this year. And the governor has proposed a supplemental budget of $7 million over the current year. But yet we're proposing to bring the 2019 budget back down to the original 2018 level. So we don't believe the budget is adequate now, and we don't believe the proposed budget for 2019 is adequate. We believe the budget is absolutely related to some of the poor outcomes we're having, including child deaths and near fatalities because of abuse and neglect. The vast majority of these cases involve very young children, some infants and kids under 18 months of age. And we believe that the lack of funding in our child welfare system, or the inadequate funding in our child welfare system, is directly related to these bad outcomes that we're receiving.
How would the lack of funding impact the way child welfare workers are handling or responding to those calls?
So a couple of things can happen. So first of all, we all know caseloads are high and have been high. So a DCYF worker who has a caseload, you know, over 20 or 25 does not have the ability or the time to intervene properly in every single case. And so some people fall, unfortunately, by the wayside for a day or two or a week, and bad outcomes can happen when you have a family in crisis. DCYF came up with a policy decision a few years ago. Thankfully, the new director has now changed it, where instead of using the original criteria they used for investigating cases that were reported to the hotline, they came up with this term information referral, expanded its use, and decided not to investigate many cases that probably should have been investigated in hindsight. That resulted in fewer investigations taking place. And it was really about saving money and living within their budget. So it put stress on the system. It put stress on the DCYF workers. It put stress on the private providers. You know, we try to go out there and help. But if we don't receive, you know, funding where our programs are capped, then there's families who are in crisis on a waiting list to get services.
Do you have waiting lists right now for children to get services or families?
Yes, we do. Yes.
How long are they waiting?
It depends on the program. It could be anywhere from maybe just a couple of days to certainly weeks or months. Now, that doesn't mean that every family is going to wait 3 months for services. They may get put into a different service at a different provider somewhere else. It may not be the exact same service. It may not be the best fit for them, but they may not have to wait 3 months. But certainly there are families who are waiting because programs are capped.
And part of your funding comes from DCYF, correct?
So DCYF funding is part of our budget. It's about 5% of our budget. It's not a huge portion of our budget, but it's actually very critical to some of the youngest and most vulnerable kids who may be in the foster care system or maybe waiting adoption or maybe the victims of abuse and neglect. And so certainly DCYF funding itself helps us and other providers across the state meet the needs of these kids and these families.
And have you seen an increase in the number of referrals because of the opioid epidemic?
Yes. I mean, the substance use problem in our state and across the country, and specifically related to opioids, is huge. And that's having a huge impact on our system. And we don't have the resources as a state or as a system to respond to that properly.
When you look at the problems that we've seen in the last 12 to 18 months that have come up, how much of these problems are acute problems that developed because of specific policies that were in place by the administration and cuts? And how much of these problems are actually chronic problems?
Sure. The way I look at it, I really believe it comes down to two main issues. We have lacked consistent, good leadership at DCYF and in our child welfare system. And I think overall, our child welfare system has and continues to be underfunded. You know, I think sometimes inadequate leadership or even poor leadership can lead to lawmakers saying we don't trust and we don't want to invest in this system. And then not investment in the system doesn't help you keep a good leader who wants to make a difference. So I think right now for the past year, we recruited a really good leader to DCYF and to the state of Rhode Island. Dr. Trista Pakola is doing a great job at the department, cleaning up some things that needed to be cleaned up, listening to people. I think she has the qualifications that are needed to get the job done. So I think on the leadership side, I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we have somebody who we want to work with and who really wants to help the kids in our state. But unfortunately, she's not going to be able to do her job well without the resources. And I don't believe that the governor's proposed budget gives the DCYF director the resources she needs to do the job correctly. So one of the things in the governor's budget is to extend care under DCYF and support to kids up to age 21. We used to do that in Rhode Island. We rolled it back to 18. So part of the budget package is to, again, extend care, which is a great thing. We shouldn't have kids graduating from high school and leaving foster care at the same time. However, the DCYF budget isn't increased. It's level funded. So how is that going to happen? The governor also proposes increasing board rates to help recruit and maintain our foster homes. We don't have enough foster homes in Rhode Island right now. There's no additional money in the DCYF budget to do that. So great policy decisions in a level funded budget are going to mean really bad outcomes for our kids.
This is an election year. Of all the things we're hearing about, talked about, I don't think I've heard anybody in any conversation with the governor ask about child welfare. Why do you think that is?
You know, certainly when there's a child death and that receives some news attention, there are questions that are asked of the governor and others, but it doesn't lead to a movement. It hasn't led to a movement to change that. And what we're really trying to say is, you know, the budget is the start of that. We have to properly fund DCYF. Nobody, the governor, no lawmaker wants to see a bad outcome for a kid. I don't think any of us believe that. But getting them to understand that the budget is related to that is very important. And I think that's the message that we're trying to take this year. We're looking to reverse the $7 million cut that was imposed on DCYF last year. And we're trying to get that reversed and put back into their budget and let this new leader do what she can with that. And we believe she'll make the right investment decisions that will benefit our kids